Welcome to the Joyful Learning Podcast. My name is Melissa Tom, and I am so excited that you are here with me. The Joyful Learning Pod is an online community whose mission is to highlight and celebrate examples of joyful lifelong learning, both inside and outside of the classroom. Hey everyone, today's episode is all about the joy of new endeavors. In this very first episode, I am going to share with listeners the inspiration behind the podcast, some of the mentors that I have found along the way to help guide the process, as well as the why behind what this podcast is and is not all about. So we're going to start with going back to a conversation that I had with my co-producer, Carrie Seiden. Together, we make a pretty great team, and it has been very joyful working on this endeavor with her throughout the summer. So please listen to the following clip about the why behind the Joyful Learning Podcast.
All right, Melissa. So I wanted to start out by just asking you, why the Joyful Learning Podcast and why now? What is your why? Why are we doing this? Why are we here today?
I think that this has been something that has been in the back of my mind, joyful learning, for a long time. And it's been a goal since I've been an educator. This will be my 20th year. I just have really wanted to shine a light on some of the really positive, joyful things that are happening out there in the world, both in education, but beyond even. And I really think that everybody has a story to tell. And sometimes the stories are really powerful, joyful, happy stories, but sometimes they're not. And I think that if we can listen to one another and find spaces to just let each of us share ways that we need to share, and to sometimes people call it venting, or some people call it complaining. And I think there is a difference, but I think that we can have a place where people can just really be who they are, and we can celebrate the really great things and be there to support them for the things that are not so great. So
that's really well said. And I also know you to be a bridge builder, and I want you to talk a little bit about your personal and professional network. And I know that one of your goals is to bring a lot of people together. So can you talk a little bit about who the listeners can expect to hear from this season?
Yeah. I think one of the places I started brainstorming of who ideally I would have as a guest on this podcast were people that somehow impacted me personally or professionally. And often there is an intersection between those two things, because I've always felt that teaching is not my job. It is who I am. Mm-hmm. And I think that some of the guests that we're going to hear from this season are both people that have been in my life in various capacities for a long time, and some that are brand new, but it was serendipitous that we met. And I think that being a bridge is something that I really find important, and it does come somewhat naturally. I see connections between different things that not everybody always seems to see right away, and I really want to shine a light on that as well. And so people that we're going to have be on this show are people that have brought some kind of joy into me, into my life personally and professionally, and I want to pass that on. Now that you've heard a little bit about the why of the podcast, I want to share some of the inspiration and our genesis story. So last summer, Carrie and I were at the Stony Creek Brewery in Brantford, and we would spend various days throughout the summer doing work in this really beautiful spot on the lake. And we were brainstorming some thoughts of just future hopes or goals, or, you know, just brainstorming is really the best way to say it. And I had been talking about a blog that I had been doing off and on for a couple years. It wasn't regular. I wasn't that great at it, but it was just all about books, because I just wanted a format to share what I was reading and what I was excited about and connecting it to curriculum. And Carrie said, "What about a podcast?" out of the blue. And so she came up with that idea. And we talked a little bit in the previous clip about why the podcast, why that format. And one of Carrie's inspirations that she brought to me is Annie F. Downs. And she is the host of a really great podcast called That Sounds Fun. I highly encourage you to go check it out if you haven't already listened and subscribed to it. But she has served as a model podcast, and we are taking some of the tips that we have learned from her and the podcast episodes we have listened to. And she actually has a brand new book that just came out recently in the last couple of weeks, and it's called Chase the Fun, 100 Days to Discover Fun Right Where You Are. Another source that we went to inspiration for was a woman named Amy Herman, and she is a good friend of mine. She is a librarian in Michigan, and she is the host and creator of the School Librarians United podcast. And I have been a podcast guest 3 times on her show over the last few years. So I highly recommend that to all librarians out there. If you have not yet subscribed to her podcast, check it out. She has lots of really relevant, timely, and important information for the field. And I thank Amy for her inspiration. And last but not least, both an inspiration and a mentor that kind of gave us some of the nuts and bolts and things to think about as we were putting together this podcast over the summer is a woman named Kristen Meinzer, and she is the author of a book called So You Want to Start a Podcast, Finding Your Voice, Telling Your Story, and Building a Community That Will Listen, 7 Steps to Take You from Idea to Hit Show. And Kristen has a very, very lengthy and stellar biography, but she is the co-creator and co-host of By the Book podcast, which is a really interesting podcast as well that we also recommend listeners go check out. But this was a book that gave us a focus, and we would read a chapter and then we would talk about it. So we kind of had our own little book club over the summer, and we've taken away some really great tips, and we aren't even done reading it. So I'm hoping that as the show goes on, you will notice that it is getting better and better. As with any new endeavor somebody embarks upon, I think it's really important to not only think about goals and what you hope it will be, but also what you hope it will not be. So one of the things that from the very beginning has been in my mind is this idea that I don't want listeners to think that I am naive to believe that the world is all joy and that everything is happy, and no matter what comes my way, I'm going to be positive, and I'm just going to keep spouting this positivity into the world. Because I know that there are so many challenges going on, more now than ever. And the idea of toxic positivity is something that has really kind of been around in conversations and for sure in education. And I didn't hear about it until last summer for the very first time. So I want to share a clip now, again, going back to this summer, where Carrie and I were talking about this and what we definitely did not want the podcast to be. And just to clarify about what it is by talking about what it isn't. So I hope you enjoy.
We talked a little bit about what this podcast will be. Let's talk a little bit about what it won't be.
Yeah, so I am kind of known in my life by the people that I'm close to for being a very upbeat, positive person for the most part. I do always try to see the good in every situation, and I know that can be really frustrating for people. And I try not to overdo it. I try to really see people where they are. And last summer, about this time, I was doing some PD for some high school librarians, and I was talking about the culture of reading. And towards the end of our time together, one of the women who had just been very aloof the entire time and really not engaged, she said that I was just emanating toxic positivity. And at that time, I had not honestly really heard the phrase. So I didn't really know what it meant, but I didn't feel that it was anything positive at all with the word toxic in front of it. And so that stuck with me, and I kept thinking about that, and I started to look into it a little bit and just do some research of what exactly this is. And, you know, I don't agree that that's how I was being. I was trying to give some solutions to some of the problems, or the challenges, I would probably say instead of problems, the challenges of bringing a culture of reading into a high school setting. And I wasn't pretending that it was going to be easy or that it was going to all work. And I think that one of the keys, when I started looking at definitions, because that's what I do not want this podcast to be, pretending that everything is okay, everybody should be happy, and if you're not happy or you're not joyful, mm-hmm. There's something wrong with you. I want us to talk about real talk of what is challenging right now in your personal or professional life, or both, and what are some of the creative problem-solving tools we could use? Who are some of the people we could get to know? What are some of the books we could read? What are some experiences we could have to help us get past that challenge in our life? And on a website that is called Very Well Mind, we'll add it to the show notes, but it says toxic positivity denies people the authentic support they need to cope with what they are facing. Hmm. And so I think that this podcast will be the exact opposite of that. I'm hoping it will be a support to both highlight fun and light types of topics that people can listen to, and then really dig deep into some of those problems and challenges that we are experiencing specifically in education, but even in the bigger world. Mm-hmm.
I think that sounds really great. So we're not denying or avoiding the hard stuff, but I think if anything, we're saying to people, how can this podcast support you?
And networking, and knowing that we're not alone, you're not alone, that there are people out there, even if it is through audio on a podcast, mm-hmm. and we never meet, or if it is somewhere you have listened to the podcast and I see you at a conference and we get to connect in person. And I just really hope that that is what this podcast can become.
I like that.
We have arrived at that point in the show where I am going to give you a sneak peek into what episode one is going to look like. So I think if you are not convinced yet that you want to be a subscriber and a regular listener, some of the guests from season one might just make you cross that bridge. So episode coming up next in 2 weeks is with the dynamic and always inspirational Barbara Johnson. And it is the joy of Try This On Monday. And she will talk a little bit about how she has really utilized social media and this hashtag to curate information, spread knowledge, and really just inspire people to both get out of their comfort zone and try new things, both for themselves and within their schools. And she just brings an extra flair to everything that she does. So don't miss that episode on September 20th. The third episode is going to feature a new friend of mine, author Joe Hackle. And she is going to be really talking a lot about the joy of nature. And you will find out more about her middle grade novel, Smack Dab in the Middle of Maybe, which I highly recommend. And you'll hear much more about in that episode. So please don't miss that. Episode 4 is one of my all-time favorites. Natalie Lloyd, the author of A Snicker of Magic, and the Problem Children series, and most recently, a beautiful book called Hummingbird that I cannot recommend enough. So please join us for that really joyful conversation with Natalie. And if she is not somebody you already know, you definitely need to know her. So Natalie will be followed up by an equally amazing author who I had the privilege and honor of spending some time with this summer, Lisa McMahon. And she is going to talk about the joy of a book party. So you're going to have to tune in to that episode in November to find out exactly what is a book party. And believe me, you definitely want to know. And then episode 6 will be the joy of connecting readers with books. And my friend Kim Poe, she is in conversation with me about a book tour group that she is working with. And just that idea that there is a lot of inequity in books and the publishing world. Who gets the books, who gets them in their hands and gets to read them, where are the reviews coming from, and just the whole idea of the equity in diversity and how far we have to go. So please tune in for that really important topic. We're going to round out the year with episode 7 and 8. And episode 7 is going to be The Joy of Radiators. And it's going to be all about gratitude, because that is the week of around Thanksgiving. And I am just always so grateful for the people in my life. And I'm going to talk a little bit about why I consider them radiators. And I will be connecting it to one of my favorite books from this last year that I will share more about in that episode. And then we're going to end the season in a very joyful celebration of recommendations for holiday shopping. And it will include books and products and literary themed things that people will just really get joy from. So I hope to have you back every week. Please subscribe. And if you have ideas about a topic that you would like to hear in a future episode, do not hesitate to reach out. Our email address is joyfullearningpod@gmail.com. And again, you can find us all on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. So now that you've listened to some of the inspiration behind the podcast, what we're hoping the podcast will be and what it will not be, we really hope that you will join us in this joyful journey and subscribe to the podcast. Also, try to find us on all of our social media pages. We did start a Facebook group called the Joyful Learning Pod, and we are hoping that that community will become very robust and just a place where people can come and share ideas and share challenges and offer solutions to one another. We are almost to 400 members, and our goal is to reach the 500 mark this fall. So please help us do that if you have not already joined that group. Just go on to Facebook and search the Joyful Learning Pod and ask to be invited if it doesn't let you in. If you know somebody and are connected on Facebook to somebody who is already a member, you will automatically get your membership. Otherwise, you just have to request, and we will definitely welcome you into that community. We're also on Twitter, and our handle on Twitter is Joyful Learn Pod, because the full wasn't too many characters, so we had to shorten it up a bit. So follow us on Twitter as well as Instagram, where we did add Joyful Learning Pod as our handle. And one of the things you're going to be seeing this fall is we are really hoping that people are interactive, and this is two-way conversation. We don't want this just to be passive for all of our listeners. We want to invite you to share your ideas, your thoughts, your joyful activities, your challenges you are experiencing. And so there's a couple ways that you're going to be able to do that. One is we have the ability to invite you to record a 1-minute response to something. So we're going to be having different questions that we would love to get feedback on from people throughout the season. We also are inviting you to ask questions that you would like answered on a future episode. The first call to action that we have for listeners is September is Banned Book Week, the third week of September. And we really would love to have callers call in and share a thought or an experience about banned books or a particular title that they would recommend to other listeners. So be on the lookout for that link and that invite to contribute to our community. Thank you so much for joining us on this very first of what I hope to be many episodes of the Joyful Learning Podcast. I would like to leave the listeners with a little inspiration from a book. I hope to do this in many of the episodes because I am sure as you have gathered from this very first episode, books are a very large part of my life and they bring me a great amount of joy for so many reasons. And I want to just read a little bit from the book I mentioned earlier by Annie Downs, Chase the Fun. And on day 7, her suggestion for what you need to have fun, and I'm just going to share a few little nuggets that I'm taking away. Some of them also I would call Melissa's golden lines, and I actually use that hashtag on my social media when I'm reading something that just really resonates or I want to remember. So she has 3 tips for what every person needs to have fun. First one is permission to not be great. And something that she talks about in this section says, trust me when I say that it's okay to be new at something, to not be great at something, to be trying and failing. It will be more fun if you let yourself try new things and allow yourself to not be great. And I just connect that with this whole theme of the episode of the joy of new endeavors. Let me tell you, there was not all joy in the process of recording this first episode. And I have to say, it was a lot of work. But it really ended up being joyful work. And I am just so proud of the progress that Carrie and I have made from the beginning of this endeavor to where we are right now. And I can't wait to see how far we go. So tip number 2 is permission to fall in love. And the part that I'm taking away from this paragraph, it says, do not feel the pressure from culture to play it cool, to tone down your feelings or hold back when something brings you joy. Open up your heart and let yourself love. So if there's something out there that your mind or is in your heart that you have wanted to share, but maybe just didn't really think it was the right time or wasn't exactly sure how to get started, I implore you, just do it. Just take first steps. Find somebody to do it with, as in the case of Carrie and I, because I don't think this is something I could do by myself. I definitely needed to have a friend along for both the really great times and joyful times, but also for the challenges, which there will be some. So I really just think that opening up your heart and just taking that risk is worth it. And goes along with the 3rd suggestion from Annie. Says permission to get a new hobby. So it says start talking about it with your friends or family. What are their hobbies? What hobby they think you would enjoy? And start feeling that permission you have given yourself to make a hobby a part of your life. So with that, I want to thank you for sticking with us to the end. And please mark your calendar for 2 weeks from now and come and meet and listen to the very dynamic Barbara Johnson.